spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Next FM, your hometown station. Next FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gutman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirmish line. And now you can hear all those flashbangs going off. Police are trying to push those protesters back.
Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both saying they did not request the National Guard. It was the first time since 1965 the National Guard was deployed by a president against the wishes of a governor. Scores of scientists have signed a letter called the Bethesda Declaration, challenging Trump policies they say are meant to undermine National Institutes of Health missions, waste public resources, and harm the health of Americans and people around the globe. Warner Brothers and Discovery announcing this morning they will be splitting off into two public companies by next year. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A woman whose body was found in the Bay of Green Bay last week has been identified. Police in Menominee say the victim is 42-year-old Lisa Pipp of Greendale. She went missing in January after walking away from a vehicle on the ice on Green Bay following an argument. Her body was found near Little Strawberry Island near Peninsula State Park. There are no signs of foul play. You can help stop the spread of invasive species this summer. Mackenzie Manicki is an invasive plant specialist with the Department of Natural Resources.
Don't move firewood. You know, buy your firewood locally when you go camping so you're not spreading things like emerald ash borer or other forest pests and pathogens.
More information on invasive species, both aquatic and terrestrial, can be found online at dnr.wi.gov. And a former Green Bay Packer is once again in jail. Online court records show that LaTroy Guion was booked into the Brown County Jail for a probation violation. He is currently out on probation for an assault of his ex-wife. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Teacher, you look so good.
continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. It is 8:12 on Monday morning. We're going to take a look at Pets of the Week in just moments. But before we do that, we will take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 65. Tonight's shower and thunderstorm chances continue, turning partly cloudy with a low of 51. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 86 degrees. Currently, it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, we're going to talk about Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. And what cat do you have on your list today, Emily?
Well, so I just picked one that I thought was just, I mean, she just, okay, so her name is Jane, and she is very small, and she's got a black coat and very, very, very yellow eyes. And I have to say, I bet she's super sweet. But the look on her face in this picture, this is why I picked her, because she's kind of like Donald Duck. Like, she's like, who's by the way, his birthday today is 91.
Right.
But anyways, if you missed that segment, we're celebrating Donald Duck's birthday today, who's really old. But yeah, she's just got this really kind of sassy, intense look on her face. And she's just this little petite thing. Her coat is so sleek. It's like so black that it's like shiny, you know, kind of looks blue. She's just a little thing. Let's see, 2 years and 2 months. Short domestic short hair mix. Like I said, a nice, beautiful black and shiny coat. She is a female. Her name is Jane. She will be spayed, and every animal is spayed and or neutered if they leave, if they're getting adopted in to find their forever home. And they all are microchipped and ready to find a new family. So I say, if you're looking for a little sweet attitude in your life, I think you need to go check out Jane. She is just gorgeous.
Yes, she is. And I picked a dog. His name is Trent. Now, Trent is about 2 months old and 24 days, so he is still a puppy. He's a mixed breed medium dog, and he will grow to about 44 pounds when he's a full-sized dog. Again, he is a male black and round puppy. Looking at this little guy, Trent, on the Sauk County Humane Society's website, just an amazing look. He just has this stoic look, looking right back at you, this brown head and black muzzle on him, a little bit of white right down the center of his chest, and looking right at that camera. So obviously he is a puppy, and he will need training. That goes along with every puppy as well. And to look at all of the dogs or cats that we talk about, you can go to sockhumane.org and look at all the available animals. Now, as a reminder, all pets are spayed or neutered when they go home after adoption, and they recommend going to the adoptions tab on their website in advance to fill out the application. That way you're ready to go when you get there to adopt an animal. Makes the process a little bit easier. They're great to work with. And Emily, we want to encourage people to donate to the Sauk County Humane Society as well, because they're always in need of certain donations. And it's not just monetary.
Yeah, they need always things like cleaning supplies, like bleach, Dawn soap. They also are pretty much always in need of peanut butter. We see that almost every week.
And
they'll take the big giant like super jars, or even the ones in cans. Like, I mean, if it's just a peanut butter, they put them in those little Kongs, which, in case you don't know what those are, I'm very familiar with Kongs because I took care of dogs for many years as a profession. They're these quote unquote indestructible kind of cone shaped things that dogs can chew on and slobber all over and, you know, throw around if they want and bat them around with their nose or whatever. They bounce. They're really fun. Anyways, they've got a hole in them in the bottom, and you can fill it with peanut butter. So what it does is challenge the dog to lick the peanut butter out, keeps them busy for a long time, especially with puppies or active dogs that need to have a distraction from just kind of like being bored. So the peanut butter is for the Kongs. They also always are in need of cat food, like canned cat food. And other cleaning materials, too. Again, like Dave said, they've got an awesome volunteer opportunity. They open up volunteering opportunities for kids as young as 8, as long as they're with adults. And what else? I was just looking at this picture of Trent. He is so cute.
Isn't he such a cute little puppy?
That's a heart-stopper.
It is. I picked that one for that reason. I mean, and, you know, looking at him, too, he is just so cute looking. I gotta say, that's the reason I picked him. And the other thing I do want to mention is we met Raw Raw at Back Row Baraboo Motors at their adoption event. Raw Raw is still available. I don't know how. That's a female German Shepherd mix. She's beautiful. And if you get a chance to meet her, and so is Koyu, oh my goodness, please adopt these dogs. I mean, I'm looking at all of these dogs out on their site. And then I see Maya looking back at me with that big smiley face, and Roscoe. I mean, please go to sockhumane.org. Look at these available animals. Consider adoption. It's such, and look at these cats. Oh my goodness. Oh, Petunia. Oh,
there's a lot of beautiful animals there. Uh-oh.
I found the
cat.
Who'd you see? I found the cat, Emily. Oh my gosh.
What'd you find?
Well, I'm going to say it's a cat. It's a domestic long hair mix, 2 years old, roughly. It's a male. It's a large orange cat, and the name is Cheeto.
Oh, I see him. Oh, he's so beautiful. Oh, my God. His name is Cheeto. He kind of looks like a Cheeto. Orange cats are sometimes real special. We have one, and they're just a mystery to be unlocked. I don't have any idea what's happening in the brain of my orange cat, but I never had an orange cat before, and these cats showed up. They, you know, we didn't go get them. I'll just put it that way. They got born under our porch. So we ended up keeping them, and we're so happy and don't have any regrets. They're so wonderful. But yeah, this big boy, this orange cat we have, he's just, he's just special. And I talk about that to other people, and they're like, oh, yeah, those orange male cats, they're just, their brains are extra, extra. I'm like, all right. And I see it. He's just, he is a nut job. So we love him. But Cheeto is beautiful. All of those animals, there's so many. So it's so hard. I can't even actually look at the website. I had to
I did too, because I want to adopt them all. Yes, exactly.
I know.
So go to sockhumane.org. And this popped up in my social media post today, and this was one I thought was something I'm going to mention. And it says, just a thought, buy 2 bags of pet food for a shelter instead of fireworks. Make a difference instead of a noise. I love it. So,
I love that, because you know who doesn't like fireworks? Dogs.
Dogs.
They really don't like fireworks.
Don't.
So if you're on the fence, go get the dog food instead and make a donation.
Yes. So consider that. Instead of buying those fireworks, go donate to your local humane society or go to sockhumane.org for more information about the pets that Emily and I just talked about. Now, Emily and I will be back just in minutes because we're going to celebrate calendar days a little early as we're changing things up this morning, Emily.
Yep, we're gonna twist some things around here on the morning show, but it's okay. We can keep up with it, and
yes,
y'all can have your calendar days a little bit early, and then you have special interviews leading up to the Big Top Circus Parade this weekend.
Woo, woo, we're excited about that. So again, we'll have calendar days just in moments. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Go get some coffee. You know you need some. I know I need a little extra caffeine to get going on a Monday morning, so stop on by and tell them hi, and try that turtle latte. That's my advice to you today. Here's Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine on Max FM.
99.7.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:28 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Today is Monday, June 9th, and you know, there's some good ones on here. And the first one I see is the most important one of them all. It's National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Let's celebrate that pie today. Mmm, pie. And there's nothing better than a strawberry rhubarb pie Well, maybe besides a peach pie or an apple pie, but strawberry rhubarb is on my top three pies, as you can tell.
Yeah, I do. I love strawberry rhubarb pie. I talk about I'm not a super sweets person, but that's, I think, why I like strawberry rhubarb pie, because rhubarb isn't sweet, but you can make it this tart thing, like into this really delicious part of a sweet thing. So it keeps it a little more mellow in terms of the sweet. And it just goes so nicely with strawberry. And rhubarb just grows everywhere. So, let's use it, right? It's local. It's everywhere around us. So, I think who might like strawberry rhubarb pie if he had teeth would be Donald Duck. And as we said, it is his birthday today. He's got his own holiday. It's today. He's 91, folks. Holy Maloney. What I bet he doesn't like is, actually, he might very much like this. I don't know what ducks like in terms of cartoon ducks, but it is Eat Flexitarian Day. I didn't know that was a word, but I do like about this. The picture is beautiful, and it is saying to encourage everyone to try the incredibly delicious world of plant-based food. And I do have to agree with that. There are so many options out there now. So if there's reasons, whatever the reasons are, that you maybe need to not eat as much meat or not eat meat at all, or you don't want to anymore, you don't like it or whatever, you can have all those comfort foods like burgers and all the things with plant-based food. And I mean, we do have to think about other options for food always, because of diet and or just because of what's available. So, and cost and things like that. So,
that's huge.
I actually tried some new, I've been trying some new type of pastas that aren't made with wheat, just to try to see how that makes me feel. And there was one there's a couple different ones I found. One that's made with sweet potatoes. I haven't tried that one yet, but sweet potatoes are delicious anyways. So you make them into noodles and there you go. And then the one I tried last night was made of hearts of palm, and it was angel hair, but it was made of vegetables, and it was delicious. I mean, it wasn't really it doesn't taste like an Italian noodle dish by any means, but it still gives you that kind of experience of eating noodles without, the wheat and the stuff that sometimes can be hard for people to digest. So anyways, there's really fun options out there. So flexitarian it up. I didn't know that was a word.
Well,
here we go.
And another good option is zucchini as well. You can make zucchini as your pasta base as well. And that's delicious. I've done that before.
Yes.
So don't get me wrong. Nice. I love my meat, but I also need to eat more vegetables. And I'm sure I'll be hearing more about that in the days and weeks to come at the doctor's office. But it's also, I know I will. National Meal Prep Day, so prep those meals ahead and have them ready to go. It's also National No Apologies Day, so it says National No Apologies Period Day, so I'm sorry. Oh, wait, too late.
That was a good one, Dave. No, I think that No Apologies Days and just in general are good, because people, depending on all kinds of things, people apologize when it's unnecessary, right?
Right.
They kind of feel like they need to worry about all these things that, it's really just, it's them, it's in your own head kind of thing. When somebody's not even, bugged by what you did, you're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, sorry. And, it really takes a lot of energy to kind of always be feeling worried about being like you're doing something wrong. So we're all doing the right things. We all do enough. And we don't, I like having no apology zones with people, especially people like you live with and work with, because you have to know that everyone's doing all the things and we're trying our best, and you just leave it alone, Trust, give people the benefit of the doubt. They deserve that.
Right.
And
exactly.
Who needs the benefit of the doubt is Dark and Stormies.
I saw that one.
Nothing to like having one of those at 8 o'clock in the morning. Just kidding. Don't do that. Dark and Stormies are delicious. I discovered them long ago when I was on a vacation in the tropics, and they are delicious. So dark rum and ginger beer with a bunch of lime in there. Can't beat it. So delicious.
It sounds good.
But careful, because you don't want the Dark and Stormy to make you Dark and Stormy.
No, you don't. So you don't want to
overdo careful. You don't want to be like Jack Sparrow and get all goofy on the rum.
No, that'd be bad.
Because that's that guy's birthday today, too.
Yes, it is. I like the tie-in there.
Tie it all together.
So, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. We'll have our next keyword in the Scotty's Summer Statewide Text Win Contest, brought to us by Realtor Trish Belter. So we'll have that next keyword, 7:10, tomorrow morning, and also 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. today. Our plan is to have George in to talk about the Big Top Parade at 8:40, so we're shuffling things up this week as we interview some of our officials and dignitaries and performers this week at 8:40 as part of preparation for the Big Top Parade on Saturday. So, Emily, hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. We appreciate you being here as always.
That sounds great, except for it's Monday. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Yes, it is Monday, Monday, Monday. I don't know what day of the week is. It's been a crazy couple of days for me. So, but yeah, it's just great to be back in studio. I need a little more caffeine, and the best way to do that is the morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Professor Jerry Stitch's original circus band. It is truly one of a kind, playing some of the finest original circus music. It takes those in attendance into the fun tunes that inspire the joy and fun of the circus. Baraboo Concerts on the Square provides family-friendly music and fun for everyone. Sponsorship information and more can be found at baraboo.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but at the same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jair Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last two seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Finally, a station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. It is 8:42 on Monday, June 9th. We thank everyone for joining us. And we have some special guests in studio at, right here at the Weicker Great Day Building. It's corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. It is the Big Top Parade Week. We are so excited. The parade is back in downtown Baraboo. That is going to be this Saturday. I've got George Althoff and Nancy Jenks in studio with me. How are the two of you doing today?
We're doing well, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Yes, doing great. Excited for the week.
Yes, we are. And the Big Top Parade is this Saturday, June 14th. Parade starts at 11 a.m. Pre-parade show is going to start about 10:15. We're excited to have the parade back in downtown Baraboo. We're going to be broadcasting live from this building. We're excited about that. We're back in downtown Baraboo. We're at the corner of 3rd and Oak. And there's a lot happening this week leading up to it and things happening with the parade itself. So, George, let's talk a little bit about the week leading up to the parade, and then Nancy and I'll talk a little bit about the parade itself. So, George, let's talk.
Well, Dave, thank you again for having us in Parade Week. Very excited about that. It's the downtown is going to come alive with all sorts of circus-related activities. Thursday night, of course, concerts on the square, always a big hit. The Jerry Stitch Original Circus Band will be performing. Great way to kick off all of the activities. Prior to that, from 5 to 7, there's going to be a special tour of the Tour of Wagons that... These are paintings that local artists did of their favorite circus wagons. It was done in conjunction with Downtown Baraboo Incorporated, so a shout-out to them for their help in pulling that off. And that's at 16 different locations in the downtown that you can go and see these beautiful paintings. Activities at the Al Ringling Theater. After the parade on Saturday night, the movie Big Fish will be shown. It's a movie from about 20 years ago, but interestingly, Scott O'Donnell, who is our Grand Marshal, owned a circus, and his circus is featured in that movie, Big Fish. And after the movie is shown, Scott will be having a discussion about his role in that movie. It's a great way to learn about behind the scenes in Hollywood.
And the Tour Wagons is exciting. I actually saw one of the paintings down in the Weicker Great Day Building when I walked into the studio this morning. 16 different locations to go check those out in downtown Baraboo. Have seen a few of them out and about in some of the businesses in downtown, which is kind of neat. This is the first year for that, and that's happening before the concerts on the square this Thursday night. We look forward to having the concerts on the square. Such a great way to kick off the parade week as well, right, George?
Absolutely, absolutely. And hats off to all of the people who are pulling this together. I mentioned Downtown Baraboo, Inc. for their assist on the Tour of Wagons, but also the Big Top Parade Committee. And Nancy is a co-chair of that committee. She and Doug Hill have been leading that committee for many years. Nancy, thank you so much for all of your efforts. Lots of members of that committee who really step up and help put everything together that's necessary to make for a grand event here in Baraboo.
Yes, indeed. Nancy's been very much hard at work to make this parade happen. And the meetings that lead up to it, we've been part of that and have seen a lot of what happens behind the scenes. That's something new for me this year as well. Had not been involved in that part of the process. And Nancy, a lot of work goes into making this parade happen, right?
It does. We take about a month off, and then we're right back at it and meet monthly until parade time.
And so we're now at crunch time. The meetings are over with at this point, and it's time to put on a parade. And let's tell our listeners a little bit about what happens or what's behind the scenes to make the parade happen and what's going to happen the day of the parade then.
Sure. It's really exciting. For starters, all the information is at bigtopparade.com, but we arrange parking spots, shuttles, parade entries, bands, all kinds of exciting things with the circus wagons coming. So our planning puts all of that together. To make sure that we have a great, safe, and fun parade. Things start at 8 a.m. downtown Baraboo. There's going to be a food court, bouncy houses for the kids, pre-parade entertainment, bands walking around before the parade starts at 11.
And that's kind of the neat part. It's a festive day all day long. And we know so much work goes into it. It's basically 11 months of planning to make this parade happen. And then the day of, it starts early in the morning. They're out there closing roads at, what, 6 in the morning? I think that's when all that starts. And then getting everything organized to make this a safe parade. We do want to take a moment and say thank you, of course, obviously, to like the Baraboo Police Department, City of Baraboo, for all the work that they do to make this event a safe event. There's a lot of work that goes into this, Nancy. And it's amazing. And you and Doug and everyone that's been involved with this, it's a passion, right?
It is. I love it. It's my favorite time of year. This week, it just makes me so happy to know that this is going to happen. There's going to be people all over downtown Baraboo, all over Baraboo, really. I saw a fun vehicle in front of the Al Ringling yesterday, and I thought, it's circus week, I can tell.
Yes.
Things are rolling into town, so really exciting.
And that's kind of the neat part. Is this parade, I think we have about 90 units, if I'm correctly?
I think we're at 80.
80, okay. Yes. 80 units. And so 80 units, and the parade goes pretty quick. It starts at 11, and it goes through downtown Baraboo. Now, Nancy, what's your favorite part of the parade?
I think I say this every year, but it's the happy faces that make me know that this is all worth it. Just to see people downtown, letting people see what Baraboo is all about, the kids jumping around. It's really a lot of fun. And the circus wagons. I think we have 16 or 17 of them this year. Those historic wagons are absolutely beautiful and very, very fun to see.
And the nice part about this is we're going to see a couple of wagons that we have not seen in years, right, George? We have some wagons making an appearance back in downtown Baraboo.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Dave. The Bell Wagon is back in town. It's thought to be the last remaining Bell Wagon, circus Bell Wagon. And our good friend Dave Salutis, retired ringmaster from Circus World, is going to be playing the Bell Wagon. So this is something that's very historic. It was built in Baraboo. It's now owned by someone else, but it's on loan back to Circus World for several years, and we get to feature it in the parade. So very excited about that. Nancy mentioned some of the many attractions in the parade. We've got several bands, including the Baraboo and Reedsburg High School bands, and we also have a 120-member band coming from Michigan, comprised of homeschool kids. Very big unit. I've seen the videos of them perform. They're going to be a nice added attraction to the parade also.
That's a large band and a homeschool band, 120 kids in that band. I can't wait to see that. As a reminder, we will be broadcasting the parade live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43, also the Baraboo Broadcasting YouTube page. We want to thank a moment for our TV broadcast sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, Culver's, and Hills Wiring to make it all possible. So if you can't make it to the parade, you can watch it live on TV 43, Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. As you, the three of us were talking just before we went on air, we got a lot of things happening this week. We're working on staging all the electronics today. It takes that amount of time to make this happen. So it's not, the parade doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. There's so much behind the scenes that go into making a parade happen, right?
Yes. Dave, you mentioned something that I need to emphasize, and that is the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce and the Big Top Parade Committee could not stage this event without the help of many sponsors. We have several dozen business sponsors, including the presenting sponsor, Baraboo State Bank. And one of our top sponsors is also Max FM Civic Media. So a shout out to you and your team for all of your support to help make this possible. Also Baraboo Broadcasting. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. We're excited to be part of it. I am excited to be part of the parade. And as we had hinted, we're going to have a few different things happening with the parade. This is a first for us at Civic Media, Max FM, Baraboo Broadcasting, is that we're going to have some different people in front of the cameras. Normally, I'm behind the camera. And as we're talking today, I will be in front of the camera with the lovely Wendy Grant. We're going to be doing the parade broadcast, and we're excited about that. And we're going to have that pre-parade show happening right out in front of the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak. We're going to start with the Forward Marching Band. We got everything confirmed with them literally last night. We're at 9 o'clock emailing back and forth. That's how all these things happen, right, Nancy? There's so much that happens leading up to it, even the day of, right?
There is so much that changes. I'm so excited about Forward Marching Band. That'll be awesome to have on. But we also have the 80 entries that you talk about changes. We think we have the lineup all done, and then somebody cancels, somebody wants in. So things get jostled around a lot. There's a lot of calls, a lot of emails going back and forth right now. But I think we're pretty well set, right, George?
I think we are, too. And also, we need to give a shout-out to Circus World.
Yes.
We cannot do this without their deep involvement. Julie Parkinson, the new director there, Georgia Stevenson, and the whole team there really pulls together and makes this possible. So we're indebted to Circus World.
Yes, they do so much work to make this happen. And getting all the units pre-staged, I mean, that's one thing I've learned is being part of these meetings. The amount of pre-stage work that goes into making this happen is incredible. And all the volunteers that are part of it. I mean, we have tens of thousands of people coming into Baraboo to see this parade. Now, the other thing, George, if I remember correctly, we also will have some shuttles so people can park outside the area to get to the parade, correct?
Yes, we have two shuttle lots set up. One is at the Circus World lot on Water Street. And the other is at Baraboo High School. The shuttle buses will start running at 9 o'clock, take people right downtown a block off the parade route. After the parade, buses will be running until 3 o'clock to take people back to those lots. So we encourage people to use them because parking is at a premium in the immediate downtown area. It fills up quickly.
Yes, it does. And that's one thing I can definitely attest to is if you can take advantage of those shuttles, please do so. But don't be afraid to come downtown. It is such a great part of this history of downtown Baraboo. And having the circus parade in downtown Baraboo is so neat. As I'm looking out the studio windows this morning with all of you, I can't wait to see the parade marching by in downtown Baraboo. I mean, this, you know, everyone gets excited about like the Thanksgiving Macy's Day parade. You know what? This parade excites me because this is our own parade right here in Baraboo, right, Nancy?
It really is. It's the history of Baraboo, history of Circus World. So we're proud to be a part of it.
Yes, we are. Now, as all three of us are sitting here together, is there anything that we're missing? I just want to make sure we don't miss anything. I mean, you two are the foremost experts in studio this morning.
Well, it makes me feel pretty smart, Dave. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mentioned our Grand Marshal, Scott O'Donnell, who for many years was the head of Circus World. He's coming back from his new job in Texas to serve as our Grand Marshal. We're very excited. We have three outstanding judges, Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Genord, Christian Overland, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Historical Society, and Lindsay Hayes. She's a producer and host for Discover Wisconsin. She's also a Sauk County native. So they will be leading off the parade and then judging the units.
And so they are going to be able to, that's going to be tough. Judging those units is not an easy thing to do, right, Nancy?
It is not. They'll have their work cut out for them. One other entry we didn't talk about, it's actually going to lead off our parade. We have 50 cyclists on antique bikes, the wheelmen, that'll be going through the streets of Baraboo to kick off the parade. So that'll be nice to see.
So stop on down again. The parade is this Saturday, June 14th. Parade kicks off at 11 a.m. The pre-parade will kick off at 10:15 a.m. We're excited to be part of that. And every day at 8:40, we're going to have somebody in studio to talk about what's happening with the parade. We're going to have a couple of performers from Circus World in here. We're excited for that. We're going to have one of the historians from Circus World in here as well. Peter's going to make an appearance in here. Downtown Baraboo's very own Seth Taft will be in here to talk about that tour of wagons. That is so neat to see the artistry behind that goes in to make this happen. And again, we want to take a moment and say thank you to everyone that's been involved with making the Big Top Parade happen. So much work goes into this. George, thank you for being here and all the work you do. Nancy, thank you for all the work you do. One more time, Nancy, if people want more information, what is that website?
BigTopParade.com.
So BigTopParade.com for all the information. Again, we will be streaming this live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43. This is Dave Grant with Max FM. The morning show is powered by Powerline Coffee Company in downtown Baraboo, 108 3rd Street in Baraboo.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Hey Baraboo, it's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. And we're turning up the flavor for Father's Day. Treat Dad like a king with certified Angus beef New York strip steak, just $14.99 a pound, or fire up the grill with fresh ground chuck patties, only $4.99 a pound. Celebrate summer with whole watermelons, $4.99 each, and grab a 5-pound bag of Green Giant Idaho potatoes for only $1.79. And chill out with Breyer's Ice Cream, 2 for $9. Great food, great dads, great savings. Happy Father's Day from Baraboo Fresh Market. Open 4 a.m. to midnight.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a fun and inexpensive shopping experience? You can go on a treasure hunt at Family Values Thrift in Baraboo. Find that perfect sparkling pair of earrings, gorgeous necklace, or stunning ring in one of their well-stocked jewelry cases. Or a unique houseware item, decor, or book. Spring or summer outfits for men, women, and children are now waiting to be found at Family Values Thrift at 201 Ash Street in Baraboo. They're open 7 days a week, making your treasure hunt that much easier. Family Values Thrift, serving savings with a smile.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
There's another world inside of me that you may never see. There are secrets in this life that I can't hide. Somewhere in this darkness, there's a light that I can't find. Maybe it's too far away, or maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong. See under my skin. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me.